This is Denise Berkover, the Ellen Johnson 33 Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art.
When first looking at de Chirico's La Solitudine, it appears to be a very realistic image of a Mediterranean landscape peopled by architecture and an uncannily lifelike sculptural figure in the foreground. When we look a little closer, however, we start to see various elements of the painting that are unsettling and are not quite realistic. All of the elements are outlined with a thick black contour, which is not something that we see in nature. We also see that the ground line is extremely slanted, which also serves to unsettle us as the viewer. Additionally, we have multiple vanishing points that our eye can't quite come to terms with, which is compounded by the fact that we seem to have multiple light sources with extreme shadows that don't quite make sense to us. In some of de Chirico's works, he uses shadows that are just very extreme, which is just something that serves to create kind of a dark mood to the painting. Another thing that you'll see kind of defies the at first realistic appearance of the painting is the fact that there's not a lot of modeling or cross-hatching, making the object seem flat and unreal, especially if you look at that cube-like object in the foreground, which has almost no modeling whatsoever, and our eye can't really determine what is this object supposed to be. It's kind of a ghost cube without any modeling whatsoever. So overall, we have this stage-like image making the scene sort of a timeless scene of a Mediterranean landscape and architecture with this sculptural figure in the foreground. But this timelessness is sort of negated by the fact that in the background we have this modern steam engine cutting across the frame, introducing an element of the modern into the timeless. So he was interested in the tension between antiquity and modernity, especially in his native Italy. The elements that we see here, such as the loggia, these architectural arches that recede into the background, as well as the sculptural figure in the foreground, who is sometimes said to represent Ariadne, the mythological figure who is represented in other of de Chirico's paintings. These are elements that can refer to classical tradition in Italy and in Mediterranean culture in general, which is then contrasted by the steam engine, which is an international symbol of progress in the background. This apparently realistic scene, once we take into account all of these elements that serve to unsettle us as a viewer, it takes on a kind of dreamlike quality, which is something that de Chirico was interested in. His work has often been discussed in terms of presenting the enigma, a mystery that our mind can't quite unravel. He's interested in exploring the multiple faces of objects in the paintings, which parallels his theories about objects that he published in the Italian art magazine Valori Plastici. De Chirico wrote a lot about objects. For example, the title for this painting comes from Solitudine, which is solitude in Italian, and also the solitude of signs. These were two terms that he came up with to discuss how objects can have one appearance, the one that we see, the obvious appearance of the object, but they also have a second one that we can't see, one that's more spectral or be seen by certain individuals at a certain time. So every object has its obvious face and then a second more mysterious symbolic quality to it. So when we see the elements of this image, we can think that de Chirico was intending that everything have kind of a second spirit beyond what we see.